We have been studying the life of Samuel, and we've been studying this great man and the book of 1 Samuel, and he had so much good influence over his life, and we've been looking at stories about Samuel and how God used him from a child until he was very old in so many amazing ways. And I want to read this morning and talk for just a few minutes about the end of Samuel's life, or toward the end of Samuel's life. I want to read about kind of his farewell speech and what he had to say to the people of Israel at the end of his life. Not quite the end, because actually he lives probably another at least 15 years after this story is recorded. But even in this story that's given here, we see some things about Samuel that I think is an important part of his life. He lived a long life. He lived a long time. And every day of his life, Samuel had something to say to the people. And he had some amazing wisdom and insight that he shared with the people around him. When Samuel speaks these words that I'm going to read in just a minute, it is a time of transition in Israel. Israel has demanded a king. And God said, well, if you want a king, I'll give you a king. And so God allowed Saul to be chosen as king and to be anointed as king. And then Samuel begins to kind of turn over the responsibilities that he was doing in part as a prophet, some of the things that he was doing to the king. And Samuel, from this moment on, will step back into the background. He'll still be there. He'll still deliver the word of the Lord, but it's almost always in reaction or response to something the king is doing from this time on. Samuel continued to have great influence until the very end of his life. If you want to, I'm going to read six verses from 1 Samuel chapter 12. If you want to read along, you can do that. I'm going to read the first three verses of the chapter and the last three verses of the chapter. Hear what Samuel says as he kind of takes that time to summarize his life and his influence. Samuel said to all Israel, I have listened to everything you said to me and have set a king over you. Now you have a king as your leader. As for me, I am old and gray, and my sons are here with you. I have been your leader from my youth until this day. Here I stand. Testify against me in the presence of the Lord and his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Whose donkey have I taken? Whom have I oppressed? From whose hand have I accepted a bribe to make me shut my eyes? If I have done any of these, I will make it right. And then the last three verses of the chapter, verse 23. As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. And I will teach you the way that is good and right. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. Yet if you persist in doing evil, both you and your king will be swept away. Well, this is the beginning and the end of this chapter. Samuel has had an amazing life. If you study Old Testament characters, there's many of them that come to mind of men and some women who had an amazing life. And Samuel has been truly one of them. For one thing, we know about Samuel that he had a long life. Samuel lived for 90 years. Samuel bridged that gulf between the judges and the first two kings of Israel, Saul and then David. So when you kind of look at the breadth of Samuel's life, he lived during this tumultuous time, and he was there through this whole time serving God and serving the people of Israel. He had a long life. And all of his life, Samuel served the Lord. We know that his mother brought him to the temple when he was just a little boy to serve the Lord. And so Samuel, from the earliest days of his life, always wanted to serve the Lord. And as far as we know, every day of his life he did. There's just nothing in the book of Samuel that tells us anything about the character of Samuel that he did anything but serve the Lord. He lived a life of integrity, and that kind of seems to be the point that he makes at the end of his life as he says to the people, well, it's about time that I leave. I'm handing over my responsibilities, but I want you to know that I've done everything that I know to do what's right before God and before the people. And if I've done anything wrong, I want to make it right. You know, that's a good attitude for all of us to have. We may try to do our best in life. We may think that we made the right decisions and we treated people the right way, and we've done our best to do that, but it's always good to have a humble spirit like Samuel has here and says, you know, if there's anything in my life that I've missed or anything that's been misinterpreted or anything in my life where I've fallen short, I want to make it right. I want to be sure that I have that leaving influence, that lasting influence of integrity and doing what is right. I chose that word integrity to describe Samuel's life. He had integrity in his heart and his spirit. And when he came to the end, he said, if there's anything that I have done that I shouldn't have done, I want to make it right. I don't want to leave the scene. I don't want to leave life. I don't want to leave Israel. I don't want to leave the king. I don't want to leave God here in this place without making everything right before him. And so he has that heart and that spirit. He has lived his whole life as a man of integrity. Not once do we read of any time intentionally that Samuel ever did anything that displeased God. He was a good man. He did a lot of good. He helped a lot of people. He was a godly man. We're told also about Samuel that his words, what he said, always was right. His words were trusted by the people. I mean, when Samuel spoke, the people knew that it came from the heart of God. It's not like Samuel wasted his words, and it was said of him that God didn't let any of his words fall to the ground. Everything that Samuel said had a purpose. Everything that Samuel said had, I would say, a way of building people up. Now, that meant by challenging them at times and saying, what you're doing is not right, and Samuel could do it. I mean, he had a heart that spoke the truth, but everything he said meant something. And God said, he's a man that none of his words fell to the ground. His words were trusted. His words were believable. His words were genuine. There's something about Samuel's life that he was who he said he was. There's something about the genuineness of his character as we read it. He was believable. He always told the truth. God trusted Samuel, and the people of Israel trusted Samuel's character as well. Samuel faithfully taught what God told him to say. One other thing that I noticed about Samuel in these short verses that I read is I notice what Samuel says about prayer. Samuel says to the people as he leaves that as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. Boy, is that a strong statement that Samuel says. Samuel says, you know, the most important thing that I can do is genuinely pray for you. I can lift you up. I can pray for the people. No matter what's going on and my health and where I'm at and where you're at and what the king does, what I can do. If you look at verse 23, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. I think of Samuel's prayer life for the people, how important it was for him to lift up the people to God. And I want to say to our seniors, there are many ways, seniors, that you bless us, you bless the church family, you bless each other, and one of them is in you seeking God's heart for the people in your family, in your life, and you praying for them, you praying for their needs, you praying for their souls, you praying for their relationship, you praying for their jobs, you praying for their children, you praying for their grandchildren. There is such an important role of our senior adults in prayer. And Samuel seems to somehow notice that now. Of course, Samuel also was their leader. And he said, I've been your leader from youth. But there was something inside of Samuel's heart. Even if he was stepping aside from active leadership, he still had a heart that said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to stop doing that. I think how important prayer is in the body of Christ and how important it is for all of us to pray for each other and especially for our seniors. And of course, I've had people say to me sometimes, Pastor, I really can't do anything like I used to. I'm not able to get out. I'm not able to go places. I'm not able to do things. I might not have the financial means. And I've had some people say, but Pastor, you know, I can pray. And I'm praying for you. I want you to know how meaningful and important that is to me as a pastor. It is so important. It's important from the body of Christ. Don't underestimate, seniors, your influence. Don't underestimate how important you are to the church and to your families, to the people around you. Samuel had great influence, and the truth is God wants to use you to have influence also in the lives of many other people. Samuel prayed faithfully. Samuel served faithfully. And Samuel had a great influence and a great life. And Samuel was ready to go. As I said, it would be many years later that Samuel would step into eternity. And of course, when I think of Samuel's life and I think it coming to an end and I think of this service today, I just have to say from my heart that I want to say to you seniors that are here, really all of us, but especially to your seniors, I want to say to you, I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to step into eternity? Some of you may go sooner than the rest of us, and we never know. Can be a very young person who goes next from our church family. I don't know that I've ever said this before in a message, but I just want to say in closing this morning how important it is that every person that's here be ready to meet God. Every person that's here, that you have everything in your heart and your spirit right with God. Samuel said, if I've done anything wrong, I'm going to make it right. If I've done anything or taken, stolen, that's what he said, I'm going to make it right. But what about you today? Is there anything in your life? Is there anything in your past? Is there anything in your attitude? Is there anything in a relationship that you need to make right? I just want to say to you today, make it right before God. Because he hears your heart and he knows your prayer and he loves you and he cares deeply about you. Is there anything that you need to take care of before the Lord today? Is there anything that you need to say to a loving Heavenly Father who is preparing a place for you? That last picture on that video was of Jesus with his arms around somebody who had died and gone to heaven. And that's a picture I have this morning of a Heavenly Father. He said, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Someday each one of us are going to be stepping into eternity. Some of you probably think about that a lot. Some of you may. Some of you have told me that and talked about it, and you know you're coming to that day. I want you to know there's a loving Heavenly Father. He puts his arms out and he says that, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I pray that you have that confidence in your heart and that you can say with the Apostle Paul what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He came to the end and he knew it was going to be time soon that he would be gone. And the Apostle Paul wrote these words, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness. What a beautiful hope and a beautiful promise for every one of us that are here today if our hearts are right with God. Can you say that today? Are you ready for Jesus to welcome you into eternity? Are you ready for that day when you stand before Jesus in heaven and say, and Jesus says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want you to be sure of that. Not because of who you are, but because of who God is. He loves you so much, and he wants you to be sure as well. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning and ask Debbie to come and play, and we're going to sing a hymn of praise today. And after that hymn, I'm going to say a closing prayer. And I just want to say to you this morning, if there's anything in your life that you need to commit to God, I want to invite you to do that. I want you to know that in this service of celebrating our seniors, that this is a beautiful time. It's a great time to make sure that everything in your heart is right with God. He already knows you. He loves you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to guide you. And I just invite you today to say, God, is there anything you want to say in my heart? Turn to number 119 as we close our service today.